Marquise Harris Dawson chosen as next Los Angeles City Council President. Los Angeles, the Los Angeles City Council on May 28 confirmed the nomination of President pro tem Marquise Harris Dawson as the next council president. In a 14-0 vote, with Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez absent, the council selected Mr. Harris Dawson as the next council president, which he will assume on September 20. The move comes after council members Katie Yaroslavsky and Heather Hutt nominated Mr. Harris Dawson last week. Council President Paul Krikorian plans to step down from the position by that date in a move to help transition to new leadership. Mr. Krikorian is leaving City Hall at the end of this year due to term limits. Thank you so much, Council President, thank you all members of the council, and everybody that was advised, pushed, cajoled, and struggled with us over the past few months to get to this particular day, Mr. Harris Dawson said following the vote. A special thank you to Council President Krikorian, who's made every resource available so we could have a smoother transition as possible. He added, you'll hear from us later, and until September, expect to see me with my head down and studying as hard as I can, so that we can be as prepared as possible when I take leadership of this council. Mayor Karen Bass issued a statement Tuesday afternoon congratulating Mr. Harris Dawson. She noted that the councilman has a long history in City Hall and beyond of bringing people of all backgrounds and across all sectors together. I look forward to continuing to lock arms with council leadership to bring more unhoused Angelenos inside and make Los Angeles safer for all, Ms. Bass said. She also thanked Mr. Krikorian for his service to the city. President Krikorian stepped in at a time of tumult and turmoil for Los Angeles and for the council itself. With a steady hand, he guided the council during a challenging time while continuing his push to advance good governance reforms that contribute to President Krikorian's long legacy of exceptional service here in City Hall, Ms. Bass said. According to city officials, Mr. Harris Dawson is expected to serve as council president through the middle of December. Following November's election and once new council members assume their respective offices, another election will take place to elect a council president for a new term. As president, Mr. Harris Dawson will preside as chair over council meetings, have the power to assign council committees and handle parliamentary duties such as ruling motions in or out of order. The 54-year-old politician was born and raised in South Los Angeles. He was elected in 2015 by 62% of voters to represent the 8th District, covering neighborhoods of Baldwin Hills, Chesterfield Square, Crenshaw, and Jefferson Park, among others. Ms. Yaroslavsky previously said in a statement that Harris Dawson's leadership, vision, and temperament have consistently stood out in his tenure on the council. She added, his ability to build coalitions across LA's diverse communities demonstrates a commitment to collaboration that is crucial for our city's future. The motion was co-signed by 6 other council members, Nithya Raman, Hugo Soto Martinez, John Lee, Eunices Hernandez, Monica Rodriguez, and Mr. Krikorian. Ms. Yaroslavsky also expressed her deep gratitude and appreciation for Mr. Krikorian, noting that his leadership steadied the council and city through crises and complexities as Los Angeles emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic and several political scandals. Mr. Krikorian had written a letter to his colleagues, including Ms. Bass and City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto, notifying them of his plans to step down as council president. I want to thank each of you for the trust and support you have extended to me as your council president, the letter reads. Even more, I thank you for your commitment to serving the people of Los Angeles and to continuing the vital work of restoring effectiveness, prudence, integrity, and decorum to the City Council on which we are privileged to serve. It is my honor to be your colleague.